Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about taking lessons from things, and specifically it's about which things we should take a lesson from which things can, you know, give us almost give us advice if we contemplate over them. You know, this is a topic that is very important, has been alluded to in the Holy Quran, ibrat, or taking a lesson from things. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "There is certainly a moral in their accounts for those who possess intellect." لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "It is Allah who alternates the night and the day. Verily, in that is a moral and a lesson for those who have insight." In this beautiful hadith, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, says, "Poor man, every day he is given three trials, whereof he does not even take lesson from a single one. If he contemplated and drew a lesson thereof, these trials and this world would cease to be of importance to him." Meaning the result of this contemplation of these events of this world is that we cease to give importance to the world. We consider it insignificant. In continuation, the Imam says, "The first trial is the very day which is deducted from his life." You know, every day, one day of our lives finishes and terminates. This is something instructive if we contemplate over it. "If it was a loss in his wealth that befell him, he would fall into great distress, even though the dirham, money, can always be substituted. But the days of his life will never again return to him." The Imam, he mentions an interesting point. He says that we lose wealth and we become very agitated at this, even though the wealth can be ultimately replaced. But we don't think about the fact that every day, one of the days of our lives has passed and it can never return. And this is something disheartening if we contemplate over it. Then the Imam says, "The second trial is the way in which he goes to great lengths to procure his sustenance, when he will have to account for it all, if acquired by lawful means, and he will be punished for it all if acquired by unlawful means. The third trial," the Imam says, "is the greatest. Every day that draws to an end has brought him a step closer to the hereafter. Whether paradise or hellfire, he does not know." This is also something that we can take a lesson from, and it's something that we should contemplate. And it's indeed instructive to us if we contemplate over it. It's perhaps for this reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Taking lesson from past faults results in immunity from further faults and sins." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the things that must be contemplated upon and which we can draw lessons from in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد